Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Welcome to the Media Mix Live, Pure Tea Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio. This is Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Our special guest today is scheduled to be Rochelle Lampkin. She is the founder and CEO of URB Marketing, Girlfriends at Sherman Mills, and We Need Peace and Love. Ms. Lampkin is not here yet at this time, but we're going to continue to attempt to reach her. But in the meantime, this is the Media Mix Live, and we're talking about what makes a marketing mix great. Now, URB Marketing is a wonderful organization, and Ms. Lampkin, Rochelle Lampkin, is a marketing dynamo with an exquisite taste for style and she for art and style, and she has demonstrated this over and over again. Just a little bit on Rochelle Lampkins. Again, she's founder and CEO of URB Marketing here in the city of Philadelphia. Now, finding over a dozen successful ventures, dynamic and driven are two words that best describe Rochelle Lampkin. Rochelle Lampkin is an entrepreneur with a marketing and advertising agency, a restaurant and lounge, and a community activist against violence and its plague on urban community. Rochelle is known for her energetic, proactive, creative, and sometimes aggressive approach to tackling issues close to her heart in service to her clients and customers. Lampkin has developed a solid track record and excellent relationships with city officials, community organizers, entertainers, print TV, and broadcast media. An effective marketer, advocate, and event coordinator, she melodically and effectively conveys her message and the message of her clients in an effort to create positive change and for positive results. So that is Rochelle Lampkin, our scheduled guest here for the Media Mix Live. And that just gives you a little bit of background about her. Now, she is also co-founder of a venue here in Philadelphia in the Manioc section called Bungalow 7. And people knew it was one of the, like, you know, classiest little, you know, clubs that we had up here in Manioc. And the art and the decor was just totally phenomenal. So, but they closed down Bungalow 7 and they moved to 3502 Scott's Lane to a fabulous loft place. And it became the offices for URB Marketing, and they opened up a business called Girlfriends. So they brought everything under one roof. And Girlfriends at Sherman Mills. Well, let's first start here. Since we are here on internet radio, we're going to take advantage of it and open up a window as I speak to you about URB Marketing. Just visit www.urbmarketing.com. That's www.urbmarketing.com. I'm going to talk a little bit about that since we talked about Rochelle. Now, with URB Marketing provides many solutions. It is a marketing and advertising services. Now, recent projects URB Marketing is engaged in
is Balalu offers a wide variety of services from artist product and media placement to the development of ideas. Now, Balalu is their web development department. And it's different. It's equipped with an online gallery resource for artists from across a wide spectrum of media, ideals, philosophies. Balalu has created a veritable big top of strategic marketing and non-traditional intermingling of art, media, and entertainment, catering specifically to the artist and entrepreneur. Headed by a band of media professionals, publicists, writers, and artists, Balalu cultivates its clientele, maximum visibility online, in print, and in person. Individuals on our team have graced the pages of Lucky Magazine, The New York Post, and Daily Candy, just to name a few. Okay. Now, an original project developed by URB, this is a community outreach, is Peace and Love. Now, Peace and Love is an initiative designed by URB Marketing to address the issue of violence and to promote peaceful nonviolence community in Philadelphia and abroad. Peace and Love is a program designed to bring together a nation in its quest to end violence that ravages our city, our states, and our country. Peace and Love was founded on the shoulders and backs of lives that have been lost in our cities, state to state, and through the cooperative efforts of an organization committed to eradicating the number of violent crimes that continue to claim far too many lives. Now, what's so special about Peace and Love and Rochelle Lampkin is that, you know, her sister was killed to violence about three years ago. And it, you know, deeply affected her. So she used her connections, her marketing skills, her advertising skills, and created We Need Peace and Love. And it is a marketing campaign to say we need peace and love. And she has from entertainers all over. Now, okay, again, we're here on internet radio, so visit www.weneedpeaceandlove.com, and is spelled out. So that's www.weneedpeaceandlove.com. So if you visit there, you'll see all the various people from all over who support this effort, who supports this movement. You can make a donation to We Need Peace and Love. They have wonderful T-shirts that you get with your donation because we need you to wear the symbol. They have, there's a wonderful logo of the peace symbol with the hand that's surrounded in a heart. They go into schools. They present programs. They're going to be building a clubhouse for youth. It is just a wonderful thing, and it's here in Philadelphia, and they like to spread it across the nation. So we need you, if you're listening here, to get aboard, to buy into it. If you are a business, the first thing, we want you to place the logo and the symbol on your website. That's the easiest way you can support. Of course, donations help because these poets and many of the Master Griot artists are a part of the Peace and Love Project, but they go in there for no pay. And so when they go into the school, sometimes that means they may have to take off of work. They're not paid because there's very little money. But it does help. They can get more artists to participate on a higher quality level if they can at least give them a little honorarium or something, because it is during the day. And then they have to, you know, compete with their daytime job. So please, if you can, also give a donation, but at the least, if you have a web page, your MySpace page, if you're a business with a website, a blog, please place the We Need Peace and Love logo on your web page, and then email, hit the contact, email them in the name of your business and who you are, and let them know that you support. stay up to date on things that are happening. Ask to be on the mailing list so that you can report different things that are happening. And if you can connect them and bring them out to your area, that would be great. Of course, they need sponsorship, but anything that you can do to bring the Peace and Love movement to your area would be very much appreciated. Now, you can call URB Marketing Peace and Love and Girlfriends at 215-844-4000. That number again is 215-844-4000. Later on, I will reveal the toll-free number. Again, this is the Media Mix Live, and we are talking about Rochelle Lampkin. She's the founder and CEO of URB Marketing and projects which include We Need Peace and Love and Girlfriends. Now, just to get a feel for Rochelle and the dynamic work that she and URB Marketing does, you need to visit the website so you can see. That, again, is www.urbmarketing.com. And, again, you can call URB Marketing at 215-844-4000. So we're going to go on with the different current projects they're on. Another original project of URB Marketing is Girlfriends at Sherman Mills. I'm telling you, everybody has to make a trip to Girlfriends, especially women. It is off the chain. It's a wonderful luxury space. You can become a member of Girlfriends and go to the Girlfriends Clubhouse. The membership is only $100 a year. You can do a girls' night out. You can host an event there. She does the catering. I mean, and everything is impeccable taste, impeccable artistic decor. I mean, the flat screens. It's just, you know, top of the line. And it's a wonderful space. And it's just a wonderful time that you have. Whatever you want, Rochelle can create. They are excellent, not just at publicity and marketing and advertising. She's just as excellent at art and decor. She is an artist herself. And so she's so creative. And that creativity she does bring to her marketing. But Girlfriends is a place and a space that you must go. So first, let's go there online since we are taking advantage of internet marketing. Just visit www.girlfriendsatshermanmills.com. That's www.girlfriendsatshermanmills.com. Now, Girlfriends is for women. For years, women have planned gatherings with their friends and female family members to celebrate the birth of a child, celebrate an upcoming wedding, celebrate new jobs, birthdays, or to simply have a girls' night out. Most of these gatherings occur in restaurants, spas, at home, nightclubs, rented venues, and more. Girlfriend will offer a complete, comfortable, wholesome environment for women to bond and fellowship. No more going to a restaurant to dine than going to a spa to receive spa services and going to a nightclub lounge to have drinks and dance. Girlfriends is the place to do all things and receive all services. It's fabulous, and it's the truth. A girl's night out. You come in, you get your T-shirts, you start off with a rose petal foot soak. You can move into spa services. There's a kitchen. You go over in the kitchen, and there's wonderful food. There's a bar with wonderful specialty drinks. There's a lounge, a living room area with flat screen TVs. You can watch whatnot. There's the music. I have done jazz, poetry, and pampering there. I brought my own jazz artist. It's just fabulous. You get to do it all right there. You got your spa services. You're eating right there. And you get to party all right there in this fabulous space, this fabulous decor. And it's not all of that running around and all, and you kick back and you relax. And you have a good time with your girlfriends. It's just all of that. So I don't care where you are, it's worth the trip. Philadelphia is a wonderful spot to visit. So come and do a trip to Girlfriends, and we'll also help connect you with tours and all for your stay here in Philadelphia. So we'll make it worth your time. There are even a loft spaces. They're making even arrange a loft of spaces for you to stay in while you're here. So again, just call 215-844-4000 and visit Girlfriends Online at www.girlfriends@shermanmills.com. And in all of this, there is a specific branding and style and everything that Rochelle does. Each project has its own brand and it's carried and it's identifiable. And when she launches a project, I'm telling you, from the time the project launches, within 30 days, that brand is recognizable by at least a third of Philadelphians. Because her outreach is so extensive, she knows her the business inside and out. Wonderful, she surrounds herself with wonderful people, and she just always offers a wonderful experience. So you really need to consider Girlfriends and URB Marketing for your marketing needs. Definitely, definitely need to consider it. So we are going to go on to the next project. Now, the next project is marketing and promotions. Academics. A-K-A-D-E-M-I-K-S, Academics, Genius Level Products, Dynamic Brand Strategy and Development for Radio and Print. Now, Academics is a client of URB since its inception. URB developed dynamic marketing programs to academics with a primary focus on radio marketing in its top 10 to 12 markets across the country. URB was hired to create synergy for academics market to market and to consolidate academics event sponsorship. Delivering successful program for academics netted URB the management of academics' $500,000 annual radio marketing budget. Okay. So you can understand the level of business that URB marketing works at, the level of business that they are, but they deliver services to that level. Now, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to go to a commercial. We're going to hear some wonderful spoken word, because that's what we do here on Master Grill Radio, always incorporate in the spoken word. So we're going to go to a commercial now. You're going to check out XIG, Exodus International. And remember, while you're listening to the wonderful Exodus commercial, that they are planning the retreat for the Black Business Space Value Tour in February to St. Lucia, 4 days and 3 nights. So go with us first weekend in February to St. Lucia for a business and networking retreat. We're going to hit the beach, have some fun, learn something. We will have belly dancing classes, all right? So just come with us for a good, good time.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Take it up. no pressure in being yourself. You may not realize that you traded places with somebody else. If fear has given you too much discretion, forget how you feel. Because there's no shame in determination. Just keep it real. Yes, I know.
Okay, we're back, and this is the Media Mix Live, Purity Marketing Madness here on Master Grill Radio. We were just listening to Know Who You Are by Melvin C. McKnight from his album Straight from the Uptown. And now we have our special guest online with us. We have Rochelle Lampkin on the line. Hello, Rochelle.
Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, great. Well, I guess we're just going to go back. I read the technical bio of you from URB Marketing, but people would love to hear from you. So who is Rochelle Lampkin?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question. Which one of me? No, actually, it's an easy question. I'm a single mom, a divorcee. I have two wonderful daughters, age 22 and 18. And beyond being a mother, I am a business owner, have been for the past 8 years. I began my entrepreneurship, many years ago. I owned a restaurant and nightclub in Old City, Philadelphia, before Old City was what it is now in Philadelphia. There were no lounges or nightclubs in Old City when I opened in the late 90s. And, I guess I got the bug back then. I had been working at the University of Pennsylvania, where I was also a student at, and had done a lot of advocacy work on behalf of employees and did event planning and such at the University of Pennsylvania, and just, you know, realized while that was the largest employer of the city of Philadelphia, it also had many glass ceilings and was not an inviting environment for all folks. So it was then that I decided to kind of step out there on faith and a dream. And I opened my first restaurant and nightclub called L, which are the last four letters of my name, back in 1996. And I'm sure that's something Jacqueline may not have even known.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just one of those things. You know, back then I felt the need, as I still do, that there are not enough cultural and entertainment opportunities for those that are multicultural in Philadelphia. And you would think, you know, the fifth largest city in the country, there would be greater opportunities for us to be able to fellowship with like-minded individuals. And that is why I opened L back in the 90s. And it was a restaurant, loungy place, some place you can get something good to eat and dance and hear some good music and be around some good folks. And from there, I went into advertising and marketing, an area that I had not planned. I know a lot of us think that we can plan our lives out and we got it all figured out and we know who we're going to be when we grow up. And I would think 9 out of 10 people would probably say, just never ends up the way that you plan it or the way that you envision it. And I think that life becomes what it's supposed to be, contrary to what we think it should be. And so I ended up in advertising and marketing and did a short stint at the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News and went on to Radio One's station here in Philadelphia, which they were just launching that station in the Philadelphia market. It was called Philly 103.9 way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of groundbreaking because they had took over a rock station in the city, and here comes Urban given the mainstay of the city some competition. So it was an exciting time to be in radio and advertising and marketing at that time. And I spent about 5 years in advertising and marketing, working with Radio One, Clear Channel, Comcast, and then that kind of entrepreneurial bug hit me again. And it was then that I left radio and started my own advertising and marketing agency. And that's when I launched URB. And I launched URB because, again, you know, radio advertising and marketing was a field that most people, most African Americans, know nothing about in terms of the lucrativeness of it as a career option. And at that time, there were some great opportunities, but at the same time, many people don't realize that you are working as a 100% commissioned account executive, which is hard work. And you do a lot of that work, and then you turn over the greater portion of your earnings to the corporation, so which motivated me to start my own agency. And I launched URB with some major corporations as my first clients, like Reebok, Adidas, and Academics were major clients for URB, and we did all of their, we did all of Academics radio advertising and marketing across the country, up to 18 markets, and did all of the Reebok stores. That was their concept store, the RBK store that had Allen Iverson on the front of it. We did all of their local promotional marketing and radio advertising and marketing. So we were very excited because we participated and planned the Estee Carter shoe launch, the A3 shoe launch with Allen Iverson, the G7 with 50. So that was an exciting time as well. And, you know, as I was looking and planning on how best to grow my agency, I decided that I did not want to seek out, you know, additional large Fortune 500 corporation clients that, you know, while those things are good and it's certainly a way to eat, you're always vulnerable to the whims and the needs of the clients. And, you know, usually in a lean time when people are looking at, you know, how to get a greater return on their investment, marketing, the marketing is the department that suffers because it's an intangible. It's, you can't say, okay, we sold, you know, 500 items because of this. You know, usually they'll say, okay, we did a sale, and, oh, the items sold themselves, but they don't attest it in a lot of cases to the marketing plan and the strategies that were aligned to push those items or push the company to the success. So because of that, I decided that maybe creating my own franchise subsidiaries within URB would give me the ability to create additional revenue, sustain the agency, but also maintain greater control. And that is when I birthed Girlfriends. And Girlfriends is an exclusive venue for women. And so when most people come here, and Jacqueline, of course, you've been here.
Yes, yes. I told everybody it's all of that. I don't care where you are. It's worth the trip. And I tell them we even help you plan your stay in Philadelphia because this is internet radio, so I know people are from all over. But everyone should make a trip to Girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we get folks from all over the country that have come to Girlfriends. But Girlfriends is an exclusive venue for women. And, you know, when I was looking at my agency and I thought, okay, I have an office, but how do you make your office be more than an office? So most people are in the office from 9 to 5, 9 to 6, maybe even till 7, and they operate most of their business Monday through Friday. But then you're paying for that office space, and it's doing nothing for you. So I came up with the concept of Girlfriends, and that is why it is an exclusive venue for women, and we specialize in girls' night out. And what that means is, in short term, people like to say, oh, it's a spa. And Girlfriends is much more than a spa. We like to say that we're more than a spa and better than a restaurant. And from my club owning days, coming out of owning a club in Manionk, Bungalow 7, which I opened in 2004, and Manionk in Philadelphia is an area that is not heavily traveled or by African Americans or multicultural base.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got a lot of times, and again, you know, I'm a mature adult, so I'd like to be in an environment that promotes safety for mature folks, not a lot of, you know, nonsense going on, but just a nice environment. But I would get a lot of my friends or, you know, folks that I knew that were mature in age, and they'd say, oh, I don't go to clubs anymore. Oh, I don't, you know, I'm in the bed early. And I'm like, okay, you ain't dead yet, so where does that make sense? But so I created Girlfriends to kind of take that no factor out of folks. And in addition, I would also come across a lot of people that were very excited because it was their girls' night out. They had left their husbands and their children at home, and they hadn't seen their girlfriends in some months, and they were very excited for that time to be able to fellowship. And Girlfriends offers all of that in one location. So as ladies get older, what they tend to do is they do planned outings with their girlfriends. It may be once a month, once a year, once a quarter. They may rotate from house to house. What Girlfriends provides is an opportunity for ladies to fellowship in an environment where they are able to receive spa services as well as they have dinner here. And if they don't want to just get spa services, they have the option of learning how to pole dance, learning how to belly dance, making their own perfume, planning a tattoo party, doing facials, manicure and pedicure, makeup and eyelash application. And that is called our Me Time Services, and that's designed to be a stress reliever. So everybody may design their stress relief differently, so not to just limit people to spa activities. And before they do Me Time, they do what we call table talk, and that is where they have an opportunity to chat and chew over their meal with their friends, and they've already pre-selected what they're going to dine on for the day. But the best part is the day starts with the ladies receiving fresh rose petal foot soaks and foot massages, and that is a relaxing way to kick off their evening. And the part that is the most special part of Girlfriends is that you and your friends have the venue exclusively. So as opposed to when you go to the spa, you have to be quiet and, you know, make sure that you're not infringing on someone else's time. At Girlfriends, you have the venue exclusively, so you can be as loud and raucous as you want to be or as quiet and relaxed and laid back as you may desire. So that's Girlfriends, and that is a subsidiary under URB. And the other thing that I launched in that process of thinking was Peace and Love. And in 1985, my family and I had the unfortunate experience of losing my oldest sister, was murdered by her husband. And she was the mother to three children, and in an instant, my nieces and nephews became motherless and fatherless because, you know, their father, of course, was the perpetrator in the crime, and my sister the victim. But that was some almost 23 years ago, and for my family and I to see the continual escalation of violence, not just in Philadelphia, but across the country, it's heart-wrenching. And for someone that has suffered such a loss, when you see the pain that another family feels, you certainly know what it's all about from a personal standpoint. And it's the kind of pain that, unless you've experienced it, you just cannot explain it. You know, folks die from cancer, unfortunately, but the family has some time to prepare for things like that. And, you know, if there is an accident, you know, accidents happen, but the fact that someone chooses to take another person's life is kind of hard to it's a big pill to swallow, and it's hard to deal with. So I started an organization after working with many other organizations around the area of anti-violence. As a marketer, what I looked at was the fact that people weren't promoting the power that people have to save lives. The fact of the matter is that guns don't shoot themselves. People shoot guns. And in my sister's case, she was strangled and drowned, so a gun never even came into play. But you see so many lawmakers, so many officials focusing on just one area, you know, gun violence or, you know, let's change the laws. And, you know, what we believe with peace and love is that if you don't change people's minds, you can't change anything. You could change all the gun laws in the world, but if you have not touched that person's mind and their consciousness to realize that violence is not the choice, it's not your only option, then you haven't done anything. And Peace and Love is designed to be an umbrella collaborative organization that works with all organizations, whether your organization is focused on promoting gun laws or domestic violence, child abuse, sexual abuse. Peace and Love is designed to be that pink ribbon for violence, because there is not a unifying organization that I know of that exists when I launched Peace and Love that would provide that platform for major attention, major marketing, major funding, major support, and major uprise from individuals, because most people don't realize that violence is the number two killer of children in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't realize that, you know, we lose more children to violence than to war, and that violence is the number one killer of African-American males in this country, 14 to 24. So Peace and Love is designed to market, you know, and raise the awareness of those kinds of startling facts to empower and motivate people to be the change that they want to see in the world. And it's designed to be a social entrepreneur platform, whereas though it can sustain itself through its marketing efforts, through its merchandising, through its collaborative movement. So we're very excited about Peace and Love. And again, Jacqueline, I know you're aware and very supportive of Peace and Love, and we've done several things together. And we believe in making peace and nonviolence look and feel hip and cool, and utilizing celebrities and, you know, individuals in the community to get that message out there to our young people. And then also using the arts and entertainment and music as the universal language of the world to kind of bring people together under, you know, a push for peace and nonviolence. So I think that kind of says who Rochelle Lampkin is, if I didn't go with it.
Well, you were very detailed, very to the point, and you summed it all up. And some of those things I did speak on, but definitely not to the, you know, extent. I just went over them lightly. But I did ask everyone listening here that if you have a web page, if you're a business with a website, that, you know, at minimum, that if they could place the Peace and Love, you know, logo on their site, and to send you an email to let you know who they are so they can be kept informed of the activities, that if they want to invite Peace and Love out to their community, And if they could give a donation, that those things would be appreciated. And the good thing about internet radio, people can open up a new window and go to the website that you're talking about each time, and they can go through the experience with you. So
that's awesome, because it is about all people. And, you know, again, it doesn't matter what organization you may be supporting locally or in your city. It's our belief that if you have a commitment to saving lives, to making a difference, and, you know, you want to see an end or a decrease in the violence, and, you know, most people don't, they look at it, you know, from a singular point of view, but, you know, the war is violence, the lives that are lost to war, the violence that occurs on our streets every day, and, you know, more importantly, violence is not black, it's not white, it's not a me thing, it's a we thing, and that means that violence touches all people's lives. And, you know, so many of us see it as just a black problem. And, you know, it's our belief that if we don't get all people engaged in the process of change, change will never be, because it doesn't matter whether you're living in Philadelphia or you're out in the hills and the farms of Lancaster, as the violence touched those young children in the schoolhouse, it can too touch you, no matter where you're at. And we just want to encourage, empower people to be the change that they want to see in the world by making better choices. You know, violence is a choice, and if you choose, you know, peace, then it very well can be.
Definitely. So, wanted to talk a little bit real quick. Now, it's also on a website, too. Under the comments are posted all of the websites, www.urbmarketing.com, www.girlfriends@shermanmills.com, and www.weneedpeaceandlove.com. Now, this is Marketing Madness, and our question is, what makes a good marketing mix? So I guess we're going to pose that to you, because, as I stated earlier, I find your marketing impeccable. You're a very well-run business. All your businesses you run very well, and your creativity. See, I love creative people. I love art. I've come to realize, and like you, I didn't plan on marketing. I did go to the School of Business, but no one could quite explain to me what marketing was.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel it was something I could come out with a tangible skill, so I went into accounting, like boring. But, you know, it was left up to me. Unfortunately, even though I went to girls' high, I didn't get any college guidance. So I'm like, it's totally in my head trying to figure it out, and no one was in the business. So, but I realized later that I had a gift for marketing, and I just have such a passion for the arts. I love art, so I wind up doing most of my marketing around the arts and, of course, youth, because, you know, ever since a child, I've had somebody's child with me, and I've raised my grandson since birth. I have four stepchildren, because my stepdaughter was killed also to violence here in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have three stepchildren now, but so my issues have always, you know, I've always supported nonprofits, youth, and the arts. And that's the first thing I really noticed about your creativity. It's just phenomenal. I mean, from Bungalow 7, you know, Girlfriends, I just love. I make up a reason. I'm not going to lie. I always try to find some reason or something to do that I got to be at Girlfriends. So I have events there, you know, whatever I can do. You know, my next thing is to talk my church into doing a retreat, because they say they want to do a women's retreat there. And but just from a marketing standpoint, you know, your brand, like when I've noticed you launch new things, within generally 30 days, a large part of the Philadelphia community knows that brand.
Mm-hmm.
So just as far as a marketing talk, just, you know, talk about your marketing, your approach. You know, you talked about what got you into there, but what is your approach when you have a client to marketing that client?
Well, several things are important when you are developing a marketing strategy for a client, or, you know, in my case, for different products that I have. And the most important is a budget. You know, you cannot put together a marketing strategy without knowing what your budget is, because that will determine what you can and cannot do. So first and foremost, it is deciding on an affordable budget. And I'm a big supporter of small businesses, and, you know, coming from the different areas that I came from, I also realized that small business, large businesses in this day and time, people are looking for a greater return on their investment. So ROI is a very important part of, you know, the mix in terms of developing a dynamic marketing strategy. And you have to clearly define attainable goals and be real clear with the clients and with yourself when you're putting together a marketing strategy, because it doesn't matter if you are setting goals that are not in alignment with the client, and those tools of measurement are not realistic. So, again, you know, with a small business, in a lot of cases, people, if they spend $1,000, they want to think gangbusters. And, you know, part of it is part of that mix is having that reality-based conversation. And you have to do a plan that is consistent with your budget. So those things coming into play, then you look at what the goals are. You know, are you looking to market to increase the awareness, increase the equity? So clearly defining what the goals are in the marketing strategy is very, very important. And then, you know, the final and most important thing is just listening. You know, listening to the client and then developing a strategy that, you know, is within budget and, you know, provides some form of ROI and is, you know, achieving the goals that the client has set forth and that you have agreed to provide. And those are usually things that I make sure to think through with the client or with myself when I put together a marketing strategy. And then from there, the mix depends. You know, it all still goes back to budget, because I'm not going to direct a client that may only have $2,500 or, you know, $1,500 to do radio and TV, because it would gobble up all of their money and they'd never see any results. So you really have to look at the budget and then the goals of the client. And sometimes you got to reel people back and let them know that, you know, while that's what you might want to do, your budget and your goals are inconsistent. So making some suggestions and, you know, again, just in the economy and the environment that we're in right now, you have to be creative. So I know you spoke about my creativity. I learned from my latter years in radio, you know, when I first started, it was all about cost per points and spots and dots and all those kinds of things. And, you know, as the world has changed and the economy has changed, it's less about those things and more about, you know, delivering results for people. So most of that requires that you are fairly creative and, you know, developing product partnerships where there makes sense and developing strategic partners to help a client achieve their goal. And, you know, hopefully you can develop a win-win for everyone.
Okay. Well, we have a various audience mix. There are business people, because this is the marketing. So a lot of people come through definitely who are into marketing. But I do find a lot of people, especially small business, we use the term ROI. But I feel a lot of businesses don't really understand ROI and what that means. And, you know, I think because marketing is so intangible to them, they cannot see how you can get a return on investment. Matter of fact, I had a young woman tell me that. That is actually, they prepared a proposal, and I told them there were no marketing elements, and I didn't see the, you know, the return on the investment. And she release it, like, you know, like that was a stupid question. And
well, you know, for most people, it's an education process.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right. Most people don't understand that. A lot of people make the mistake that, you know, PR is marketing, and those are two distinct and different areas. And, you know, for those that may not know, ROI is just that. It's return on investment. So if a client is spending $1,000, what are your expectations based upon, you know, your investment of that $1,000, and making sure that the return on investment is consistent with the investment, and your plan is consistent to deliver what the expectations are based upon that. And, you know, again, I believe that it is very important to educate your clients because if people don't know, then they're measuring you in unrealistic ways, and their success was your success, but their failure is also your failure. And you want to make sure that through the process that everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And just like to add to that, you know, a return on investment, whenever you're doing marketing, and it's generally not direct, but your goal is always, I mean, everybody goes into business to make money. So if someone has something to sell, whether it's a product or service, the goal is to get closer or to get the sale when it comes to marketing. So you always want to direct your marketing in a manner that it goes to creating that sale. And, it's, you know, the sale is a process, and, again, it's based on budget. But you always want to look at when someone offers you something, you need to look at their mindset. I mean, how is this getting me closer to the sale?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I formed a group on Black Business Space called the Media Mix Live and started the show because I found that because of the lack of education with a lot of small businesses, they have a tendency to shy away from things like sponsorship and certain type of advertising that can really give them a larger bang for their buck because they don't really understand, you know, what they're going after. And I see so many people being sold on things that, you know, would just never fly.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It all goes back to, you know, knowledge and education. And you know, don't just spend your dollars without really understanding what's going on. Because
mm-hmm.
folks can put together a good presentation and they can talk a good game, but
yeah.
How is that going to equate, like you said, to the sale? How is that going to get me closer to my goals?
Yeah. So, and so I like to also ask your opinion about, I mean, your feedback about branding. Like, I mean, you're probably one of the best brand marketers I know. I know you know a lot of people. You're very well connected. That's part of it. But, again, that lends to, when I say she's creative, it's her creativity, you know, even extends to the, you know, artistic world. I mean, it's also two things, are appealing, how they look means a lot. And so, you know, like that's probably one of the best things about Girlfriends. It's not just the experience, but when people walk in, they're just so awed. It's like, oh, this place is so wonderful. You know, that's the first thing that people say. So you want to be there, you want to stay there, and you know, like you're game for whatever's going on in there because you're just you're so awed by, you know, by the surroundings. But and it was the same way at Bungalow 7. And the We Need Peace and Love caught on right away. And that's, again, another understanding. I brought you to one of my clients, but they're older and, you know, still trying to sell them on, you know, like working with other groups and different things and, you know, still trying to, you know, sell them on that. But,
well, in terms of branding, you know, that is who you are. When you think of your name, that's who people know you by. You know, they know you by Jacqueline. So for a product, you know, whether it's Girlfriends or Coca-Cola, that is forever with what you're associated with. So everything that all your movement is about, you know, maintaining the integrity of your name, you know, creating a solid base of support, and everything goes back to that is your brand. So as individuals, you know, first and foremost, our brand is our name, and then it becomes the embodiment of what that means, and all of that comes into play with every movement that you make. So if you look at product lines, from a McDonald's to a Coca-Cola to a Cadillac, that brand, everything, that all the movement that they make is about, you know, increasing the awareness of the brand, increasing the equity of the brand, because the equity is what the investment that other people make into it. So a lot of times people don't think about that, and you want to, when you have a brand, you want to make it easy for people to know what it is. You know, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. If it's all complicated and convoluted, people, their attention span is not that long, so you lose their interest. So, you know, I could have called girlfriend some elaborate name to say the same thing, but, you know, why not make it simple and, you know, girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, people know, oh, that must be something about women,
mm-hmm.
you know, or girls or something. They're not going to, on first thought, associate men with that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, then I got them. And then you have to create, you know, in terms of that brand building, whether it's just the words, but the logo has to be something that people are going to identify with, whether it's spoken or whether it's on site. So, you know, that's where you give your brand legs. And, you know, again, the logos of those notable companies like a McDonald's, those gold arches, you don't have to say the words McDonald's, but you see those gold arches, you know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the power of a brand. So, you know, when I really, you know, looked at the things that I've worked on over the years is, okay, how do I get people, you know, to think about that, to be conscious of it, and to get their attention. So even like with Bungalow 7, well, Bungalow 7 is based on the seven principles of love.
Okay.
So, and all of that was, you know, just, again, to get people excited about the thought of it. Like, what does lust mean? What is foreplay? You know, what is intimacy? And, it kind of got people talking when I first introduced it to my partners, like, ooh, that sounds a little risque. But the whole idea was that to use that as a talking point.
Mm-hmm.
So once you engage people, once they have interest, then they're talking about your business, and that increases the awareness and the equity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we've learned some good lessons here, and this has been the Media Mix-A-Lot Purity Marketing Madness here on Master Griot Radio. Master Griot Radio is a program of the National Black Business Trade Association Radio Live. Our special guest today is Rochelle Lampkin, and she is the founder and CEO of URB Marketing, which has original projects of Girlfriends and We Need Peace and Love. Again, you can visit us here at www.mastergriotradio.com. Click on the Media Mix Live. You'll get on the web address. And you can visit Ms. Lampkin. And any questions you have, you can always contact us. We also put the links to our guests are also here on the site. They will be posted within 15 minutes. So we thank everyone for coming by and listening in. And, Rochelle, I always have close with the proverbial question. If you had 30 seconds and the whole world listening, what would you say?
I would say we need peace and love. We have the power to save lives.
All right. Well, as always, we speak for you, peace and love.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
All right.